We wish Bryce Millington the best of luck in the classroom and on the soccer field at the University of Chicago. If you'd like to find out more information about Right On Sports, you can go to rightonsports.org. Theater critic Michael Bourne is back with a review of another Shakespeare in the Park production.
Every production of a play by William Shakespeare is different. Directors, designers, actors frequently conceptualize Shakespeare. Same verse, same characters and plots, but often transplanted to another time or place than when and where the play is set. Shakespeare in the Park productions are often and sometimes extremely conceptualized, like last month's Julius Caesar played as if Donald Trump. A Midsummer Night's Dream is not at all political and does not seem to be conceptualized, or I didn't get whatever director Lear de Bessonnet was endeavoring to show me. It's essentially true to Shakespeare's text, though some of the actors are more vernacular than speaking trippingly. It's set in medieval Athens, though it's more or less timeless. David Rockwell designed an elegant wall to play before and matched the woods on stage as if the woods of Central Park. What's very different, and for me meaningless, is the costume design of Clint Ramos. All the fairies are old folks in nightshirts or pajamas, and all are doddering. Oberon, the king of the fairies, is played by Richard Poe, mostly dressed ornately and all in white, as if he's the Elvis of the fairies. Bottom the Weaver, who thinks he's a great actor and who ends up with the head of an ass, is played by Danny Burstein, wearing shorts and work boots as if Bottom and all the rude mechanicals have been loading trucks. Danny Burstein is having fun, and the show is mostly fun, if not always funny. Christine Nielsen plays the fairy mischief maker Puck in pajamas and a Moe haircut, and she's much more fidgety than funny. What redeems the show, or who redeems the show, is Anna Lee Ashford as Helena, one of the mismatched lovers who've run off to the woods. Anna Lee Ashford, says me, is the best comedian working now on Broadway and now in the park. She's smart. She's charming. She's very physical. Helena's body is twisted and twirled every which way, and so is Anna Lee's voice. She gets laughs even in between the jokes. And I cannot remember a performance that generated an ovation after every exit. Anna Lee Ashford makes A Midsummer Night's Dream dreamy and funny. I'm Michael Bourne.